537 on Downtown. Our next guest has had over a dozen top 40 hits, several million selling albums, been nominated for an Emmy Award, has appeared on both the London West End stage and on Broadway, had the biggest show in Vegas on the Strip for quite a long time, and did a little thing you might remember called the Partridge Family as well. He'll be appearing in Rockland at the Lobster Festival this Saturday. We're delighted to have David Cassidy on Downtown with us this afternoon. Hi, David.
How are you?
Doing great. How are you today?
I'm actually really good, man. It's nice to talk to you. I haven't been to Maine since I was 22 years old, and maybe 21. I'm not exactly sure. You know, once you pass 40, you sort of it becomes a blur, and you know. But anytime you see a Lobster Festival, I'm there. And I'm actually really excited because I've been coming up to the Northeast in the summers for so many years and staying in upstate New York right now. And I've had a house up here for, I don't know, 15, almost 20 years probably. And love it a lot. New England is one of my favorite places, if not my favorite place in the world. And I've been, since I was a kid, when I was traveling doing summer stock with my mom and my dad, it's been one of my favorite places in the world. But I've been in Maine in a long time and really looking forward to it.
Well, people here
are genuinely looking forward to it.
People are very excited to see as well. A lot of talk about it around here. I wanted to ask you, you've been successful in so many different areas of show business mm-hmm. through the years, and you've always been a guy, even as a youngster, who fought for what you believed in and what you thought you could do. Does that come from having a mother and father in show business that knew that you had to fight for yourself?
I suspect it does. My dad was very much proactive in the industry and for people's rights to do what they want. And in those days, it was virtually impossible. But I think it's the case. And I just think that, you know, especially when you become really successful and, you know, companies sort of own your name and likeness as they have in mine in the past. They tend to do things that are really not what you necessarily would want to do for your fans. And outside of, you know, making you record songs that you wouldn't necessarily want to record. Well, that didn't happen a lot, but it happened. And I think that, you know, now artists have much more personal freedom to do what they want to do. It's not that they don't have influence, but they do. My own personal feeling is that, you know, you have to follow your own path and your own heart. And being told what to do, and even if it goes against what your initial instinct is about what you are and who you are, you have to be able to stand up for yourself. And in those days, it was very, very difficult to do so. Companies really owned you. Name and your likeness, and they, you know, they put a lot of merchandise and so forth and things out with my name on it, with my face on it, and they never asked me for permission. I just went ahead and did it, and you know, I love performing. I love doing what I do. It's the thing for me. It's like it's my drug, and I love being able to entertain people, make people laugh and cry and all the rest of it. And they have no personal interest in, you know, fulfilling those dreams and those, you know, accomplishments and things that mean a lot to me. My fans that have been so incredibly loyal and so supportive of everything I've done in my life. And without them, I'd be pumping gas, but it's going to be great to come this weekend and play in Maine. I have always had a soft spot for Maine, and it sounds like BS, but it's not. After I played Madison Square Garden, the next day I played Bangor, Maine, and it was like 18 feet of snow, and you know what it can be in February when I was just a young lad. And I will never forget it. And the audiences were incredible, amazing. And I spent a little time traveling just as a guy when I was probably about 30, and went back up to Maine, and the Northeast has always been where I was born and raised and spent a lot of my time as a kid, and I have a very soft spot for it. But when you say a lobster festival, baby, I am there. I mean, I am there.
We are.
I'm really looking forward to it, as is everybody in my band. And we played Atlantic City last weekend, and we played Ohio the next day, and everybody was talking about, oh man, I can't wait to get up to Maine. I can't wait to get to Maine. And, you know, in the summertime, it's the most beautiful place in the world. So it's going to be awesome.
We're talking with David Cassidy. He'll be at the Lobster Festival in Rockland this Saturday. You've worked with some strong personalities through the years. What was your experience working with and for Donald Trump on Celebrity Apprentice?
Can we move on to something else?
Yes, absolutely.
I really don't wish to speak and comment. I was glad that I was relieved of my duties early on in the only reality show I've ever done, which was the Celebrity Apprentice, and I did it to raise money for my charity. And my mom recently passed away from Alzheimer's and dementia, actually, severe dementia. And she had been in 24-hour care for about 7 years, and I did it for that, and it was just an unpleasant experience for me. I'm sure a lot of people just love it, and it's just not my deal.
Well, David, let's talk, if we can, about that work you've been doing, because you've been such an advocate for research into Alzheimer's.
I think it's essential, because the largest percentage of our population in America are baby boomers, and of which I'm certainly one of. And we're caught between raising our own kids and our parents. And the eldest baby boomers reached 65 retirement age in 2011, and we've just actually touched the tip of the iceberg. And we don't have enough caregivers. We don't have enough facilities. And when you see a loved one, and I don't have any brothers or sisters from my mom, so I was the sole caregiver. And fortunately, I could afford to keep her in 24-hour care, but most people can't. And, you know, I'm looking out for all of us that are here, and, you know, the pain and the suffering that we go through losing a loved one, be it your uncle or your grandfather or your mother or your father or a sister or a brother, whatever it is, you know, it can happen very early. And the earliest, I think, is 23 or 4 years old, believe it or not. I mean, it's very, 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 very rare, but we have to take care of one another, and that's who I am. I just feel, before I leave this earth, I've done so much, you know, that I love to do as an artist and as an actor, as a songwriter, as a producer and writer, and everything else, as a singer and an entertainer. I love what I do. I really, truly love what I do. And I feel very fortunate. But for those people who have to suffer and go through, you know, the pains of seeing someone, a loved one, start to disappear, which is what happened to my mom. It's very, very painful. And before I leave this earth, I thought, you know, I've done a lot of great stuff for me, for my own, you know, desire and my own creativity and everything else, but can I do something significant to try and help a lot of other people that are suffering, and maybe do something that I hope people don't take it as a cliche, but I mean this sincerely, as something noble. You know, I want to leave this earth and try and do something really good. And I'm going to do everything I can over the next, as long as I'm alive, to try and raise money, as I recently have with my auctions for the Alzheimer's Association, and, you know, I've worked with the Alzheimer's Foundation of America, and I want to continue to do that. It's a really important thing to do for me, and for my mom, and for her legacy, and to try and educate people and bring more attention to it. And our government needs to step up to the plate, and they've just begun to do so because, you know, they're building bridges in the middle of the desert that make no sense whatsoever. But then again, we can't control what happens there. But I want to be an advocate and try and help people that are uneducated, who have no real understanding of what is about to occur in our country, which is going to be catastrophic.
Well, absolutely. And, you hit the nail on the head.
We just had the tip of the iceberg, and, you know, there's 87 million baby boomers who are reaching the age, and with the fantastic advancements of our medical community and making it possible to live much longer, the odds are many more people are going to have Alzheimer's or dementia. And it's really important. You know, to me, it is really important. I went through it for 7 years with my mom, and, you know, incredibly painful and also enlightening and educational. And I have to look at it and be a big boy and go, well, it's time that I do something else other than just try and make people happy and enjoy life and love what I get to do and playing music and entertaining people. But I hope in the future I can try and bring some light into it and try and bring some education to it. That's all.
Well, we appreciate you.
I feel very passionate about it.
Appreciate your work and appreciate you sharing that story about your mom. We are so looking forward to the show this Saturday.
Folks,
can't wait.
I'm in Maine and rocking. Oh, my.
Can't wait for it. It's coming up Saturday in Rockland at the Maine Lobster Festival. David Cassidy, thanks so much for making time for us this afternoon.
Oh, my pleasure, and I appreciate you giving me a forum to at least talk about dementia and Alzheimer's, and also to know that I grew up as a kid with my mom and my dad coming up to Maine and all over New Hampshire. And, you know, I grew up in New York City and New Jersey, and my parents were actors and singers, and you know, they were in the theater, and I got to go around when I was 7, 8, 9, 10 years old and play what was called the Summer Stock Circuit. And every time I go back, including when I went to Bangor, and I think the night after I played Madison Square Garden, it was still fantastic, and I loved it. In fact, I think it was in February, and there was tons of snow and everything, but I grew up with that, and I really look forward to it. I'm in upstate New York right now, where I've spent most of my summers, and spend time in Vermont. And I'm really looking forward to coming to Maine.
Excellent. Well,
my whole band is. They're like, oh, man, I want to go up there. And I promise them that lobsters would be better than anything they've ever tasted.
Well, David, travel safely. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday. And thanks
Me
again
too.
For
I'll
making
see you
time.
Saturday night.
All right. Thanks very much. David Cassidy joining us on Downtown.